Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb. Dick too bomb.
Yeah, I'm digging it down,
digging it down.
Throw on my face, let her sit where I smile.
Where I smile.
In the bedroom, it ain't no room.
Ain't no room.
Running that pussy like it got on shoes.
What?
Make her shoot it first, first like Kobe. When I'm done, do the beat it up, dance like Jody.
Hey.
Her ass making tacos, cleaning the shit.
Cleaning
do you
shit.
Fuck other girls?
Huh?
Pleading the fifth.
What?
Don't be asking no questions.
No questions.
And what the boy be about?
Hold up.
Don't let me catch you with another nigga though.
What?
I might start choking you out.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm stroking you out. Beating
yeah.
it, eating it slow.
Yeah,
yeah, keeping it wet like I'm selling the shine.
Selling the shine.
Stuck on your nipples while I play with the hoe. And yeah, we doing it, bitch. You better take all the spine.
Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Put it all in her tummy. She on my dick like black people in gin and rummy.
Hey,
stop calling to see about me. She turned a friend, he crazy, he got a key about me. Stat a pussy like a knife fight. Disrespectful with the dick, I'm what your wife like. I'm on the corner maintaining the shit. She pull up like, nigga, you out here slanging that shit. Yeah, that. And if I hold out on her, she want a bread bag. Test a nigga like she gone, where her head at. And eat that pussy pipe down, nigga, head crack. You mad, I got her under my spell cause you trap. She be rolling with a nick cause I rap. Put that dick in so far, she burst like yo bad.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
I'm going all out,
all out.
He got that good dick, ball out. The dick so big, he don't fall out. Fuck me so good, make me crawl out.
Crawl out.
I need that ASAP. I see them bitches in the club trying to take that.
Bitch.
My pussy so good, make them pass that. What I look like, let another bitch have that. You better hit my line, boy. It's nighttime, I'ma take it like a crime, boy. That dick all in my mind, boy. The way I ride, make it bust like a nine, boy. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make
it. Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Believe me, Chris, you don't want to mess with drugs. I tried them once. Big mistake. Things got way too real.
Maybach music.
Money over everything. Self-made. But right now, shout it. You looking like money. I'm talking about real money. Huh?
Maybach music.
Yeah. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on
it.
Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
Yeah, temporary forever. Levitate with a nigga. I can teach you till you hate me, but you hate them navel kisses. We can do like A positions. Hit it till your makeup missing. Baby girl, my stoke official. And you know I paint that picture. Hoes on my line. Most of them nine. Couple of them down, but all my hoes is hard to find. And I ain't always on the prowl. It's just my soul to mix it brown. Got me quite open for a while. So let me in or let me out. And I like my marijuana bright. And I like my window tinted out. Shout out them strippers. Hustle, get yours, you know what this about. I just might throw a big amount. Don't know if I'm supposed to take you out. I just know that I'm supposed to praise you up. Don't mean I ain't supposed to take you down. Bird up.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. Every time she fuck me, she say, can I have some money? And I say, can I get a threesome? She say, boy, you funny. But I be like, for real, just pick up that phone, call one of your girls when I'm on that pill and I pop that perk. Girl, I put in that work. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. What I put on that purse, that Birkin bag. Make her old dude mad when I murk through pass. And that dark blue jacket, she like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that drive, and she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' ride the stick, I had a long day. Nigga, look at my bitch, she lookin' the wrong way. Something mean look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning.
Think it's a game.
Some type of way. telling he'll do for the play.
Ain't no telling.
Two play, punch straight, I stay, my play, shot day, I'm a smooth operator.
I trust on my will, baby.
That car I'm driving make you feel some type of way.
I know, I know.
That custom brightening make you feel some type of way.
I'm shining, ho.
See, bitch, young, we got me feeling some type of way.
Okay, okay.
Is it cause my homie's rich, you feel some type of way?
That right, too.
Some type of way, make you feel some type of way. Heard she wanna fuck me, know you feel some type of way. CEO, it's what my title say.
Me
and my homie DJ Ho, he feel some type of way. She got a Georgia piece on her real end like a license plate. No rookie, girl, Scott Cookie got me high today.
I smoke good.
I probably make more money in 6 months than what's in your papa say. Look like I robbed the bank.
Okay.
I said it all like 20 people cause I'm living single. I'm feeling cautious, I ain't scream when it's
everybody, wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Van up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 6:12 a.m., 12 minutes after 6 out here. You know what I'm saying? It is cold as hell in Las Vegas. It's 26 degrees this morning. You know what I'm saying? The high today is going to be 42 fucking degrees. That means it is cold as shit out here, you know what I'm saying? you know, for the first time out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, man, I'm telling you, we get cold out here. They talking about it's supposed to even fucking snow out here, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I mean, yo, everybody out there that's out there in the state that has, you know what I'm saying, homeless people, I know we got homeless people in every state, you know. If you can, do something nice for the homeless, you know what I'm saying? If you got any extra blankets, extra clothes or anything like that, extra shoes, socks, winter hats or anything like that, winter coats, go out there and give it out. Give it to one of the homeless people in your neighborhood or one of the homeless people in your city or something like that. Or just donate it to the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army has been working overtime out here on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, because the temperature, our weather is so funny. It's one day it can be 56 degrees in the evening, and then the next day it can be 22 degrees at night, you know what I'm saying? And people need to realize we still stay in the desert, and out here when you stay in the desert, the temperature drops, okay? So, you know what I'm saying? So just make sure you stay warm. And so big shout out to everybody that's out there getting up this morning. Big shout out to the East Coast. They already up working this morning and everything and half-ass at the job and all that. Big shout-out to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? We just getting up here on the West Coast, you know what I mean? And the big story this morning is, you know what I'm saying, the death of Mr. Nelson Mandela, you know what I'm saying? May he rest in peace, you know what I mean? I know I was seeing a lot of controversy yesterday because they was like, you know, yo, you know, they raised it. Ain't really nobody said too much about the death of Mandela, but old boy who died in the Fast and Furious, and they said the other, y'all been seeing that all over everything, you know what I'm saying? They want people to mourn, they got a crash site and all of that, you know what I'm saying? But ain't too many people saying too much about Nelson Mandela, you know what I'm saying? But we gonna, you know, celebrate him and salute him and respect him, you know what I'm saying? And it was someone who's been an active force in civil rights ever since he was born in like 1918, so ever since the 1900s, you know what I'm saying, he's been active in civil rights, and he spent over 25 years in jail for standing up for civil rights and everything like that. So, you know, y'all take 5 minutes and give Nelson Mandela the respect that he deserves, all right? You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, you know. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, though. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. Y'all live from Las Vegas at 6:16 a.m. out here. You know what I'm saying? We about to get this started and everything. Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me this morning. You know what I'm saying? And if you got any questions or you got any rants or you got any concerns, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, y'all. We'll be right back after paying these bills with a little OJ's. And she used to be my girl here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Get your ass up. It's time to go to work.
Loving. Ask me how I know, and I Yes, my name is Bernice Jenkins.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Uh-huh.
My name is Bernice Jenkins.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a member of First Baptist Church Kingston, where the Reverend T.N. Miller is our pastor.
Right.
And I'm trying to see. I've been calling around. Now, where you located at?
Almost at the corner of Peach Street Piedmont.
I want to ask you something. Do y'all have some sweet milk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much is sweet milk, baby?
For a gallon, it's $2.59.
$2.50. I'm trying to add it up because I just got my check. And I'm just trying to make sure I got enough money. Well, do you have Metamucil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have some Efedrin?
Yes.
Now, how much is that?
I don't know. Metamucil is like $11 or something dollars.
Oh, excuse me, baby. Huh? Well, listen. Well, tell Grandma this. Y'all got any sweet milk?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much is your sweet milk?
$2.59.
Uh-huh. Well, y'all have the pen?
Huh?
Do y'all have the pen?
Uh-huh.
Now, what they running, baby?
They are high. About, between $12
and $16. Oh, excuse me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen. Y'all have X-Lax?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how much that running, baby?
About $3.
Uh-huh. What the hell, Grandma, did? Do y'all got any sweet milk?
Huh?
Y'all have any sweet milk?
Uh-huh.
Now,
sweet milk, $2.59.
$2.59, okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello?
Huh?
Hold on, baby. Now, how I get over there?
How you on the bus? How you going to get here?
Well, yeah, I was going to get there the best way I can. The Lord.
Go to the corner of Peace Street and Piedmont and make a left.
The Lord said, walk and you shall find.
Right.
Yeah. Well, one more thing before you go. Y'all got any sweet milk?
Sweet milk, $2.59.
Uh-uh. Do y'all have any?
Yeah.
Now, how much is
it? $2.59.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello?
Huh?
Well, can I speak to somebody in the dairy?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Good morning, Kroger. I'll help you.
My name is Bernie Jenkins, baby. And I'm a member of First Baptist Church, Kingston, where the Reverend Miller is my pastor. Do y'all have any sweet milk?
Sweet pickle?
Uh-uh, baby. Sweet milk.
We have the deluxe milk. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Well, how much is it?
The half gallons are $1.59.
Now, I ain't want no deluxe milk, baby. I want... Y'all got some sweet milk?
That's in the orange box, right, ma'am?
Baby, I can't see because I don't have my glasses. I don't know what color it is. I think the milk white. Now,
okay. Yes, we do have sweet milk. It's $1.59 for the half gallon, ma'am.
Well, the lady told me $2.00.
Mm?
She told me $2.50.
Well, the gallon, we don't have the gallon. We only have the half gallon for $1.59.
Uh-huh. Well, how much, do y'all have some Jack Daniels?
Say it again?
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Whiskey, baby.
No, we don't sell liquor, ma'am.
At all?
No.
Well, tell me this.
We don't have a liquor license. We sell wine.
Oh, y'all got some Thunderbird?
Thunderbird, no. We got Bones Farm, stuff like that.
A Ripple?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, baby, how much is y'all got some sweet milk?
Yes, ma'am. $1.59 for sweet milk.
And how much is a whole gallon?
I don't carry a gallon, ma'am.
Well, y'all got a pint?
No, we don't.
A
we
quart?
Carry quarts and half gallon.
How much the quart?
Quarts are, I think it's $1.09.
Uh-huh. Well, y'all got some cheese?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Oh, shit. Sweet milk.
Have a nice day, man.
Bitch.
What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. 25 minutes after 6:25 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I keep telling you, my auntie and Trip should be playing on the damn phone and shit like that. Be fucking with people and everything. Calling around looking for sweet milk and shit. 26 degrees out here this morning, y'all. It is cold as hell. I just seen a snowman walk past my door and shit like that, and the motherfucker waved at me and shit. I was, what the fuck? And it said the other, what is a snowman over here doing over here in the hood? You know what I'm saying? Over here near the Vistas and everything. Anybody over here, anybody stay out here in Las Vegas, I stay over here near the Vistas. You know what I'm saying? Sierra Vistas. So, you know, if you know anything about that part of town, you know, if it's a snowman walking out here, he probably damn sure ain't white, and he damn sure ain't coming, and it ain't Christmas. You know what I'm saying? He dealing that white girl, you know? You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's logged in right now, you know what I mean? We're mourning the death of Nelson Mandela this morning, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody really making no noise on Facebook about it, you know what I'm saying? A black man that's been in civil rights for over so many decades and everything like that, you know, and only people, it seems like people are just scratching the surface, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's some... You know, but Nelson Mandela had a remarkable life accomplishments and being celebrated this week, long remembered in the months ahead, you know what I'm saying? I'm pulling up a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I'm saying? His struggles for freedom and achievements, lengthy and legendary. But the man was born in 1914, all right? Nelson Mandela was born in 1914, the son of a tribal chief who spent his bodyhood herding cows, okay? Spent his boyhood herding cows. You know, he was a steel human and married three times with five children and 20 grandchildren to date. You know, his world attempts portray him as a saint. You know what I'm saying? You know, Nelson Mandela was nearly spent 30 years in prison, branded by terrorists and traitor by South Africa's apartheid government. Much of that time between 1968 and 1982 was spent on Ruben Island, R-O-B-B-E-N Island. It was made to do forced labor, including breaking rocks in the gravel. Boy, that's breaking big ones in the little ones, you know what I'm saying? And while there, he was permitted just one visit a year, and could either write or receive one letter every 6 months. Despite those limits of communication, he completed a law degree, organized protests within the prison, and helped lead the movement against apartheid. That's what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Even still in prison, he made a way, you know what I'm saying? That's what I keep telling people. Don't just sit on your ass and wait for opportunity to come knock at your door. Don't sit on your ass and wait for life to pass you by. Sometimes you got to get up off your ass and go get life, you know what I'm saying? Nothing is not promised to anybody. Tomorrow is not promised to nobody or anything, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to get up off your ass and go get it. One of his favorite foods was deprived of fresh fruits for a decade in prison, but now he has a personal chef and has traveled the world dining in palaces and executive mansions. I like to eat, you know what I'm saying, and everything. That's one of his things. He likes to eat, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he has favorite foods and fruits and dishes made from corn, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, an inspiring man. If Nelson Mandela don't inspire you to get your shit together and make a difference in the community, get active in your community, get active with your people in your community to make a difference for respect for one another, just for simple shit in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Neighborhood watch, just coming together and I remember back in the day when I stayed in Detroit, they had block parties. You know, all the people would come together in the neighborhood and block off the street and have a block party and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And they would, you know what I'm saying, network and fellowship with one another in the neighborhood and everything. So we need to get back to that. You know what I'm saying? You know, so rest in peace, Nelson Mandela. We'll be coming up with some more facts about that and some things because they're, you know, people are in outrage right now because when Nelson Mandela died, nobody made a big fuss about it. You know what I'm saying? But when old boy died from Fast and Furious, you've seen it everywhere. our priorities straight, people, and see, you know, don't get me wrong, rest in peace, old boy, you know, that got in a bad accident from Fast and Furious, but, you know, he didn't go to jail for 30 years for trying to help apartheid and racism and things like that. We need to get our priorities straight, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so we need to make sure that we, you know, give props where and respect where respect is due. Here in my weird news, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know I always get weird news. It says, marijuana in Wendy's burger was misplaced by employee Amy Cyber. Okay, cops photo. All right, it says, it says Amy Cyber, marijuana and blood in Wendy's, and blood in a Wendy's hamburger joint or whatever. This burger might be, what do you say? Their burgers might be square, but their employees clearly aren't. You know what I mean? Wendy's employee Amy Cyber, or whatever, was arrested and soon became an ex-employee on November 1st when a customer at the chain Lovejoy GA out there in Georgia location called 911 on November 1st and reported there was a half a smoked blunt inside her burger. Okay, TMZ reported Thursday. Police say when they showed up, Cyber 32 told them the blunt belonged to her and that she misplaced it inside, and that she misplaced it inside the cheeseburger. She was arrested for possession of marijuana. Okay, customer told TMZ they suffered the symptoms of similarities to food poisoning and had to be hospitalized. No, they didn't. They smoked that damn blood. Don't even try. They smoked that blood and shit. She also said that the Wendy's offered to pay her medical bills and also gave her a $50 gift certificate. Oh boy, you mean if I chew up a blunt that somebody at your establishment is stuck in my hamburger and everything, this a $50 gift certificate is going to be enough? You got to be out of your, you better give me, first of all, you better start with $50 worth of hamburgers. That's just start, this and the other, but $50 in gift certificates? This is crazy, okay? In other weird news this morning, coming across my computer and everything, other weird news, check this out. A half-ton killer tried to take murder rap for his sister, okay? The infamous Texas woman who once topped the scales at 1,000 pounds revealed Monday that she confessed to a murder her sister committed because of her weight made her feel close to death. Yo, dumbass. Where the fuck did this stupid motherfucker come from? You gonna take a murder rap because you figure you so close to death? That's all right, sis. You killed that motherfucker. That's all right. I got you. I'll go sit out and do this time because my ass is so big, I'm gonna die anyway. And shit like that. Ain't that about a bitch? You know what I'm saying? So she figured, I'll take the murder. You know, don't get me wrong. I love my sister and shit, but I don't love her that damn much. Well, I'm going to take a murder case. I'm going to do 25 to life. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm overweight and I just feel that it's over. It is dead together. Boy, I swear, y'all need to get out of the house. I keep telling people, get the hell out of the house. People want to sit up in the house and Facebook all day and this, that, and the other. And what's for you? You go by and you ask them, what's wrong with you? Oh, nothing. I'm just sitting here getting my thoughts together. No, the fuck you're not. You sitting there talking to yourself and your ass going crazy sitting up in this fucking house and shit like that there. So get your ass out of the house. I mean, really, get your ass out of the house. You won't be sitting up thinking about trying to take a bid for somebody who had committed murder. That don't make any damn sense what so fucking ever, okay? In other strange and weird shit this morning, we got in our strange crimes department, it says, check this out, it says, Mark Andrew Colt knocks boy 13 unconscious after son is elbowed. Okay? This man that jumped on this little kid. This is not the knockout game. No, I hope not. This is not the knockout game, but it is a knockout game over. An Oregon father is in jail after allegedly knocking the hell out of a teenager after his son was elbowed during a pickup football game. Oh, that's a part of the game. That's poor sportsmanship. Investigators in, oh, no wonder. Guess where these crazy motherfuckers stay? Investigator in Coos County, Oregon. I guess that's where demented white folks stay that don't get out very much. Arrested Mark Andrew Colton, 34, on Saturday for second-degree assault stemming from an October incident involving his 10-year-old son, the Associated Press reported. The boy was playing football with a group of kids in the city park when he was elbowed in the face. During the play, the child went home, told his father, who then got his fat punk ass up and then went to the field and demanded to know who hit his son when the 13-year-old had not struck Colton's child, spoke up. The suspect allegedly struck him in the temple, knocking him unconscious. Okay. I keep telling these kids the knockout game gonna backfire on your ass. 6:36 a.m. right here, Las Vegas, Nevada. You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct. You know what I'm saying? If you've got anything to say, you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. I guess when this father went to the football field to defend his son, I guess old boy wasn't looking for the big payback. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. You know what I'm saying? It's cold as hell out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. But your ass still gotta wake the hell up and go to work. So wake your ass up and get ready for work, y'all. You got the Fat Man up in here live from Las Vegas, y'all. This is James Brown.
I'm mad.
Big payback.
Hey, got to get back. I need some get back. Payback. Payback.
Now! speak to Mamie Godfrey, please?
Oh, this is Mamie.
Good morning. I'm calling from the Martin Animal Hospital.
Oh, good morning. Good.
And you're supposed to come pick your dog up today. He's been neutered.
What did you just say?
Come pick your dog up. He's already been neutered and ready for you to come pick him up.
My dog is not supposed to be neutered. He, I just left him there to have his shots and for them to cut him. What are you talking about?
The papers that I have here, your dog has been neutered.
Are you sure you got the right dog?
You Mamie Garford, and you have a champion bred golden retriever.
I know you ain't neutered my dog.
What's the dog's name?
What's my dog's name? Goldie. That's what the dog's name is.
Golden Godfrey on the sheet that we have. Now, you dropped him off for what purpose?
The dog was supposed to be cleaned and have his shots. That's it.
Well, somebody got the papers mixed up and your dog's been neutered.
Are you serious?
Well, I
do you know how much I paid for that dog?
Ma'am, I'm just calling you to tell.
I want you to, if you can't do anything else, if you working, well, who are you?
I'm just calling you to tell you to come pick up the dog.
Sir, who are you and who told you to call me?
My name is Bernice Jenkins and I'm the receptionist here from Martin Animal Hospital. And the only thing I'm doing is telling you to come pick up the dog.
You need to tell a doctor or the nurse or whomever. I need to
speak
to somebody.
Well, Dr. Martin, we're going
to
be.
I'm not going to take this out on you.
Well, you need to come pick the dog up.
Sugar, I'm not going to take this out on you because it ain't got nothing.
Well, you need to come pick the dog up today because we closed tomorrow because Dr. Martin died.
If the doctor died, then why didn't somebody come call me and tell me to come get my dog?
Well, that's what I'm calling you for. Hey, baby, you're going to have to stop yelling at me. We already upset that Dr. Martin died. Jeez, I can't believe it. God took him.
Now, wait a minute, Ms. Burnett, let me just tell you something. I'm not screaming at you.
There's so much going on, and all these folks just papers. All these folks got dogs up here and just need to come pick them up. Just come get the damn dog and take care of it later. We trying to make film.
Ma'am, I'm very sorry because I'm not upset with you. I'm upset with the nurse or the who.
Dr. Martin did. He dead.
Who's dead?
Dr. Martin dead.
Okay, I am so sorry to hear about Dr. Martin.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your dog. Well, what you want me to do? You want me to tie the dog up outside?
Tie my dog? Are you crazy? I come down there and slap you with your own damn ass. Let me tell you something. Miss Bernice, whatever.
You need to stop. Don't raise your voice at me. I'll kill you.
This old stupid-ass lady on this phone talking about she going to do something.
I'm headed to the funeral home with the dog. Come over to the funeral home. We're trying to make funeral rain for Dr. Martin. The dog going to be in the back seat.
Don't you dare put my dog in your car. Don't you take that dog away from that
place. Well, what you going to do about it?
Listen,
what you going to do about it, baby?
Your motherfucking ass.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
So we can get it on right now, honey. I ain't got no problem coming down there pushing you, pushing your car, pushing your people there, and the dead dog.
I tell you what. You got 10 minutes to get down here and get this dog, and I'm going to be over at Bradford Funeral Home. The dog going to be in the back seat of the car.
Junior, who is that? That's my son. Don't you worry about who it is, because I'm coming down there my damn self, and I'm going to handle you and anybody.
Bring his ass down here.
Do you know?
You want a pit bull, Pappy?
What the fuck that got to do with anything?
What church you belong to?
Are you? You know, you really are making me very, very angry.
Baby, you could have been down here and picked up this damn dog while you on the phone talking all that
shit. Oh. And then you cuss it? Oh, you got the... You know what? Let me tell you something. I bet... Do you know how much I paid for that dog?
I'll be down there at the funeral home. Bye. Hang up the damn...
Don't you hang up on me. Don't you hang up on me.
Yo, you got the fat man up in here. Yo, 6:48 a.m. in the morning. I keep telling y'all, my grandpa, my auntie just be fucking with people and shit. You better come down there and get these pit bull puppies and this, that, and the other, you know? Man, oh, man. Man, what's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Like I said, 6:49 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is cold as fuck out here today. You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. I know the hoes on the strip is calling their pimp like, Daddy, I need to come home. It's cold out there. And he like, green is for the money. Gold is for the hunters. You better get out there and get my money and this, that, and the other before you come home. I know it's cold and I know you're hungry, but Daddy got to eat and he got these bills to pay. Don Juan out there walking bitches down, Don Juan, and put on some tennis shoes and shit out there on the strip walking bitches down and this, that, the other. Gold is for the money. Green is for the honey. I don't know. And it's yo, big shout out to all my Sagittarians and this, that, the other. It's our birthday month. You know what I'm saying? You need to step your game up, y'all, because the birthday month is here in December. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to go into 2014, everybody. You know, 2013 is fucking over. We're getting ready to go in 2014. And to all my Sagittarians, this morning our horoscope said you need to open yourself to new ideas, which isn't really all that hard for you. Still, if you don't do it soon, things could get tough. So make sure that you're focusing on the wider world, all right? So, yo, that means open up your eyes, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know, what all the glitters ain't gold. So open up your eyes and see what the hell is going on around you, you know what I'm saying? A new year is upon us, so, you know, it's time to everybody step your game up, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean, and move forward, you know, it's time to be prosperous. In 2014, you know what I'm saying? And in our entertainment news and our Black BET entertainment news, it says Cordell from the Atlanta Housewives, Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, Cordell Stewart's divorce from his wife is final. All right, so it's his former Pittsburgh Steeler standout Cordell Stewart divorce from his reality show wife is final. Fulton County Superior Court Judge John J. Gorger issued the final decree in the case Thursday. Stewart, 41, who retired from NFL last year, filed for divorce from Portia Williams in March, claiming the marriage was irreverbably broken he's just saying he got tired of her ass. It wasn't no getting back together and shit. Randy Kelsler, Williams' lawyer, said the couple is glad to have this shit resolved. The matter, the pair used to appear together on Bravo's reality Housewives of Atlanta. Portia Williams is still on the show. Williams said the first learned of the divorce was from media and felt disappointed, her lawyer said. Yeah, she found out like on some type of media blog or something like that and everything like that there. You know, that's where they got old girl Nene Leakes and everything on there. You know what I'm saying? That woman looks like the Joe Camel, don't he? From the cigarette box and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I know Nene doing her thing and this and the other, but that bitch look like a camel. I mean, I ain't lying. All that nose and shit, and now she got the blonde hair and this, that, and the other. You know, you make you want to walk up and offer a unfiltered cigarette. Shit. You know what I'm saying? So everybody that knows Joe Camel know what the hell I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? If you smoke them Camels unfiltered cigarettes and shit like that there, you know, them motherfuckers is harsh on you and shit like that. They harsh to smoke and she's harsh to look at. So I guess it goes together. You know what I'm saying? 6:53 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we are mourning the death of Nelson Mandela. You know what I'm saying? The world pays tribute to Nelson Mandela. You know, the former South African president and anti-apartheid hero is hailed from Harlem to New York and Paris to Beijing. You know what I'm saying? So much respect to him. Hope he's going to rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? He's up there looking down on us and things like that. You know, I kind of feel everybody that's up there in heaven kind of get to meet all these people, you know what I'm saying, when they come through them pearly gates and this and the other. You know, people get a chance to meet everybody and everything, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? What the hell is you talking about? Cut up her dress like a bitch, this and the other. Tara on some old crazy shit this morning and shit. My girl Tara be on. She be hitting me up in the morning and everything like that. She be on some old crazy ass shit in the morning. 6:54 a.m. out here. If you want to holler at your boy Fat Man, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347 884-8810. I don't know what's wrong with this woman. She be waking up on some more. I keep telling y'all she don't want the revolution is going to get televised and shit and everything. You know what I'm saying? Listen, y'all, I'm going to be back right now. I got to go get me some coffee and some hot chocolate and this and the other. It's time for the Wake and Bake Hour and everything. So it's a little jail avert. You know what I'm saying? For all you ladies that's waking up and y'all giving up that loving, you know what I'm saying, first thing in the morning, just know you got that love, you know what I'm saying, here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You got that love to get your ass up and go to work. Shit, I love you, but shit, let's make some money today. Hell, keep a check coming in. Shit, that way you keep on getting this good loving and nice warm amenities and all of this shit and everything. So get up, wake you. And same for you niggas. If the ladies, if the nigga laying there and the nigga got some bomb dick and shit, wake his ass up. Tell him, look, nigga, I hear you. I feel you. That shit is good, but get up and take your ass to work. Shit, you know what? I love you better when you get up and you go to work every motherfucking morning. You know what I'm saying? Instead of laying here looking at me in my face, worrying what the fuck I'm going to do and this and the other. So get up and take your ass to work. So wake your ass up. Go to work. Shit.
I'm coming home early, 'cause girl, my body's yearning for what you did last night. 'Cause when you did it, ooh, it didn't make no sense. Girl, you know that you sure gotta look at me, 'cause you got that. Damn, it's too good, I don't deserve it kind of love. Girl, I'm calling this sick to work kind of love. The sweaty, funky dope kind of love. That's what you got, that call of the night kind of love. The girl, slow down, I'm about to bust kind of love. The don't stop, girl, get it kind of love. The back it up, break it off, dead for knocking kind of love. That's what you got. Feel what I was feeling, 'cause girl, when I'm inside you, girl, I'm so complete. So when we're apart, I'm only half the man that I am with you, and it's you that I need, and all of that, damn, it's too good. I don't deserve it kind of love. The girl I'm calling in sick to work kind of love. The sweaty, funky dope kind of love. That's what you got. That call of the night kind of love. The girl so down, I'm about to bust kind of love. The don't stop, girl, get it kind of love. The bag it up, break it off. Head was knocking kind of love. What you got? Turn the blue line in the face.
on, everybody. Wake your ass up. Morning show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was my man Gerald Levert. You got that love. Boy, you must got some badass love that make me want to slap your mama and shit. Now, that's some shit right there. That's some love for your ass right there. It make me want to get up and go slap your mama because you bad motherfucker. You going to go slap somebody's mama, especially a black mama and everything like that. What's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Big shout out to my girl Shelly Lee out there in Muskogee, Oklahoma, all right? All the way now. The only reason why I know about Muskogee, Oklahoma is because I used to live there and shit, you know what I'm saying, when I stayed in Oklahoma. So big shout-out to everybody that was out there in Muskogee and that's out there, you know what I'm saying? Hell, we used to have Muskogee turned up, you know what I'm saying, over there in the apartment complex and shit, playing the music loud and barbecuing and doing our damn thing, you know what I'm saying? That was back when Fat Man was out there getting in the game, released the CDs and shit, and everybody come through and hang out and everything like that. So big shout out to my girl Shelly out there, got me locked in this morning all the way at Muskogee, Oklahoma. I keep telling y'all, it is now from Muskogee, Oklahoma to Johannesburg, Africa. Shout out to my man Earl Kobibi. I hope I said that right, player. You said it so fast the other night. You said Kobibi and everything, so I hope I got that shit right. Big shout out to you too. He listening all the way in Johannesburg, Africa, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday and this and the other. You get up and get yourself ready for work. Get your cardio working. You know what I'm saying? Get that blood churning in your body and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Wake your ass up and get your ass ready for work. It's another day. The weekend ain't here yet. Some of y'all, the weekend started. Some of y'all, the weekend haven't started. Just to put y'all up on game, out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, another teacher, one of the teachers that's been arrested I've been talking to y'all about Catch a Predator and all of that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, one of the teachers went to court today in lieu of he was helping hide this little girl. This little girl then ran away from home. This is why I try and tell mothers and fathers to be involved in what your teenagers are doing. They're tweeting and all of that, head stuck in their phone all day, just like some of your parents and shit, head stuck in your phone all day and this and the other. Notice what these girls, what these men and now these little boys are running away with these women and things like that. So trust me, it can happen to you too. But this little girl ran away. This man out here in Las Vegas met up with her. She's been staying with this man. He bought her a diamond ring and this and the other. They was living together and all of that because she didn't like staying with her mother. Her mother was a single parent. I'm pretty sure her mother was strict and her mother had rules and regulations, and she felt that she was old enough to get out there and do it on her own. And she met up with this guy, moved in with him and everything. But what's got the court system in an uproar this morning is that this man gave her a sexually transmitted disease, all right, during the process of having this girl, so-called taking care of her and everything, that promised to marry her and let her know if things get tight, we would just run away together. You know what I'm saying? Now, they brought in a specialist that said that on the news, they said, well, you know, teenagers from the age of 12, you know, from 12, 13, on up to 18, frontal lobe hasn't fully developed. So they were saying for girls, it's easy for them to get things mixed up and things like that. Okay, then, I can hear that. Maybe for a white girl. For a young black young lady, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of mothers out there that didn't steal what's been going on. There's a lot of mothers that I know out there that keep it 600 with their kids. There's a lot of mothers I know that keep it 600 with their sons. You know what I'm saying? So to give me that her frontal lobe hasn't been developed fully and this, that, and the other, no, I haven't gotten that ass fully for her to understand where the fuck I'm coming from and this, that, and the other. Now, that don't necessarily mean beating her upside the head and things like that, but we got to instill discipline in our teenagers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if we don't do it, somebody else will. And usually when that other person instills discipline in our teenager, they usually get 5 to 10. You know what I'm saying? A 10 to 20, depending on what they done did, so they could get this shit instilled in them so they could think. You know what I'm saying? So you guys, be leery, be weary, be nosy when it comes down to what your kid is doing on the computer and things like that. And you know, and it's especially when your kid get to where they want to talk back. You know, when it get to where my daughter want to talk back and this and the other, my son got to where he wanted to talk back, and it was basically he wanted to tell me what to do. Sometime you have to let him know, if you can do it better than me, then get out there and have at it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's a respect thing. And I fear my mama to this day, and I'm 45 years old and everything. My mama can call me up right now and call me by my full name and have my total undivided motherfucking attention. Said the other. Big shout out to Miss Mobley. I'm gonna say it publicly. I'm gonna say it publicly. My mama used to beat my ass. And it said the other. I am not lying. My mama would beat my ass. My mama would catch me with them long ass nails and shit like that, and snatch my ass up and everything like that. But you know what? I make sure on my birthday that I call my mom and I thank her for kicking my ass and putting me on punishment and things like that, because it made me the man that I am today, and I know right from wrong, you know what I'm saying? And I know how to act. I know how to treat a woman. I know how to speak. I know how to uphold myself in society, okay? So, you know what I'm saying? So thank you, mama, for kicking my ass when I fucked up and putting me on punishment, you know what I'm saying? I truly, truly, truly appreciate that. I truly, truly appreciate that from you. It's 6 minutes after 7 a.m. out here on the West Coast, y'all. You got Fat Man in the morning. Wake your ass up. Morning show, you know what I'm saying, y'all? Like I said, if you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. Big shout out to my man D. Jones out there. He said, Fat Man, if you make one more statement about it being 26 degrees, In Vegas, I'm gonna come and get you and bring your ass to Denver. It's minus six here right now. Oh, you poor baby, it's minus six, and you light skin too. So you you're practically transparent. You're clear. They can see right through you. But big shout out to my man D. Jones out there, man. I know it's cold and shit, player. I know, player. I am so. So sorry, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this. Yeah, let me see if I can play something that'll send some warmth out that way. Let me get something. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Here we go, right here. You know what I'm saying? I can understand it's cold where everybody is right now. You know what I mean? Because it's cold as fuck out here in Las Vegas. I ain't bought a winter coat in over 13 years, okay? You know what I'm saying? We still walking around out here in shorts and shit and everything. Big shout-out to everybody that's up this morning getting kids together. Big shout-out to all my single parents, all my single ladies out there that's taking care of your kids and handling your business. You're getting up this morning, getting the kids together, getting them ready for school, or getting up and getting somebody in your house ready for school. Big shout out to all my single parents out there doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's up getting it in, getting ready and getting to work this morning. You know what I mean? Getting ready for that Christmas holiday. We may not be able to get these kids everything that they want for Christmas, but we damn sure gonna make sure that they get what they need for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? So this goes out to my man out there, my man D. Jones out there in Denver, Colorado. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he about to do his wake and bake thing, you know what I mean? And this is for you. I'm going to send some. This should warm you up right now. Here you go, my man Kendrick Lamar in Swimming Pools here on Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
Headshot.
Frank, Frank.
Sit down.
Frank, Frank.
Stand up.
Frank, Frank.
Pass out.
Frank, Frank.
Wake up.
Frank, Frank.
Fade it.
Frank, Frank.
Fade it. Right. Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour up.
Drink.
Headshot.
Drink.
Sit down.
Drink.
Stand up.
Drink.
Pass out.
Drink.
Wake up.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Drink.
Headshot.
Drink.
Sit down.
Drink.
Stand up.
Drink.
Pass out.
Drink.
Wake up.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink. Drink.
Yeah. Hey, listen, this is George Pugh from Central City Films.
Central City Films?
I'm looking for Katira Freeman. Is this her agent?
Katira Freeman, that's my daughter. Who are you? Who is this again?
We do adult movies, and she got a DVD coming out. Stage name is Mercedes, and she got a movie coming out called Mercedes Bends Over.
What?
Coming in. We was letting her know that the DVD coming out.
Brother. Hey, brother, I think you may have the wrong person. You might have the wrong person. My daughter, and I like that. My daughter's in college.
Yeah, this Katira Freeman.
Yeah.
We got a tax ID number, social security number, and everything. It's, it's a social security number. It's 4763053.
Hey, man, look, I'm a deacon at New Mount Moriah Baptist Missionary Church.
I understand that, but is this a number to our agent?
No,
we just let her know that this tape is coming out.
I don't know what
I just want you to know that she was fabulous. Oh, yeah.
Say, good day to you, sir.
Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Freeman.
Now, sir, I told you. Don't call this house no more. You're not going to embarrass this family like this.
Well, would you like a free copy where you can see what good job she did? Oh, yeah.
Boy, if I wasn't a Christian man. Look, hey. Sir, don't call my house no more. Now, you got the wrong. We raised our daughter.
Now, listen here. She got about 9 films that she already done. It's going to make y'all millions of dollars. We got our Mercedes does Dallas and Fort Worth.
What?
Raleigh and Durham. Minnesota and St. Paul.
You talking about my daughter.
Jackson and Meridian.
Hey, man, I'm going to lose the spirit if you call my house again. I call my house again.
Does she have a birthmark on her side? Hello? Hello, Mr. Freeman.
Look, mother, I told you quit calling my damn house now. I told you, man, we a deacon. I'm respectful in my community.
Hey.
My daughters, we raised our daughters better than that.
You got to now, see Detroit and Flint.
Hey, man, hey, I swear. Boy, if
Birmingham
you, boy,
and Bethlehem.
I'm going to f*** you up. Say, man.
Is this look, Mr. Freeman?
Lose my god number.
You know how much money you going to make? Your daughter's making us rich, buddy. Oh, yeah.
Yo, you got your boys down there.
I'm a 59 year old. I'm going to find you, boy.
Hey, you need to come on down here. You're coming to the DVD signing.
Bye, sir. Bye.
You know what I'm saying? Just wake your ass up morning show. You know what I'm saying? Wake your ass up morning show. 7:20 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's on Las Vegas, Nevada on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? We West Coasting in this city. That's what's going on to everybody out there that's up getting their ass up, getting ready for work. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that I got rolling with me right now. You know what I mean? All the way from Muskogee, Oklahoma to Johannesburg, Africa. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's up rolling with your boy Fat Man. You know what I'm saying? My man D Jones and everything is up with the Wake and Bake. You know what I'm saying? He's out there in Denver, Colorado, -6 degrees. I'm gonna see if we can get a quick commentary from him right now, because I know it's been snowing and shit out there and everything out there where he is and everything. I'm gonna see if we can get a quick commentary from D Jones right now. But right now I got my girl Tara on the phone. She's been ranting and raving about something. I don't know. She's pissed off about what's going on with the death of Nelson Mandela. Y'all know, you know, Tara does the nigga news. You know what I'm saying and everything. So I don't know. Let's see what's going on with her. Good morning, Tara. How are you, sweetie?
Morning, Fat Man. Good morning.
What's wrong,
about
sweetie?
About 8 things. I'm only gonna give you 3.
What's the matter this morning, sweetie? Talk to Fat Man. What's going on and everything?
First of all, to all you people who've been posting about Paul Walker all week on Facebook, like you said, and ain't posted not a nail another Nelson Mandela.
You ain't say nah, nah nutter, did you? You know, I like the way you say that nah nutter.
Not
you know
nah,
what I mean
nah,
when
nigga.
You say that nah nutter like that, boy?
Not
you say
nah,
that nah nutter nah again.
They assistant players. They ain't even bench warmers. They in the bleachers. Because if you out here talking about old black this, black that, black shoes, black coffee, Whoopi Goldberg's, black lips, and you ain't posting nothing about Mandela, and you got this movie star all over your page, Matter of fact, I'm going to send you an e-slap, and when you click on the link, your lips going to fly across the motherfucking room and land on the wall of shame. Okay?
Mm.
Okay?
Wow. Because
okay. If you, my homeboy in Pontiac, this nigga named Boo, used to tell me, if you're going to talk about it, be about it.
Right.
And if you ain't said nothing about Nelson Mandela, and I see your page all week, and you got him, and you ain't got him, it's void of my logic. Number two, your homeboy Cordell. Let me tell you how he played homegirl. I seen the whole thing. I was there. All 12 of us.
You was there in the room when the shit went down.
When it went down, I seen her crying, everything. He boxed her shit up and dropped it off at her mama house, cut her wedding gown up. You know what I'm saying? So they showing the interviews of them talking when they was in therapy. This nigga's a monster. He's a monster. And you know what? They brought me to the logic that these pretty bitches go out here and get these sports niggas and they treat them like shit. And then you see the bitch on the TV crying, well, he was, and I was, and he, and they, and she didn't have a dime.
Yeah.
She didn't even have her own money. She didn't have her own bank account. None of that. Dummy. Should have knew that in the beginning. That's your own dumb ass fault for staying with him that long. If that nigga won't let you have your own money, he's trying to keep you from getting away, boo-boo. Guess you didn't see the movie. What's that movie with Tyler Perry?
They don't think that they're trophy wives. They think that's just for white women. They go for niggas that got money too.
Mm-hmm. They were starting not thinking. They thought they was a wife. They wasn't starting. They wasn't thinking. You're a toy, boo. You know what I mean? It ain't no different from a black man can have a trophy wife too. What are you doing? If you married to a nigga that's got millions and you don't have a bank account, therein lies the problem. Blame your own dumbass self. It's your own dumbass fault.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, well, since you going there like that, okay, do you believe in a prenup?
It ain't even about the prenup, nigga. Let me have
Well, look, don't come on the show there talking crazy and just say somebody got to cover their ass somewhere. The woman need to cover her ass. Am I not lying?
Yeah, but see, when you say the word prenup, it throws a shade on there because the system tell you, oh, the prenup, whenever somebody say prenup, they think Johnny Carson. Half. They see Eddie Murphy half. You know what I mean? So it's not really about having this legal document, but having an understanding that, you know what I mean, it's ours. I'm married to you. I'm not married to you for your money. But if you with a dude and you want everything you want, you got to ask him for it, you're a child. You're one of his kids. You're not his wife. You're not his equal. You're one of his
kids. Right. So you're saying when the situation is like that, nothing is equal. There is no equality.
None. Those are warning signs. Domestic violence warning signs. Because there's other ways of domestic violence besides physical abuse. There's emotional abuse. There's financial abuse. There's sexual abuse. And if you with somebody and every move you make, you got to account for every sex. I'm going to give you my own personal story. My child's father was so paranoid. We wasn't even rich. He was so paranoid. This nigga would get mad when he would see the mailman's footsteps at the door. The same shoes, the same mailman every day. And do you know this nigga would ask me every day who been over here? Life. That's real life, dude. I ain't speaking. I was there in the room for real on that.
You said the same footsteps.
Same shoes every single day. And he would come in and ask me who been over here. Nigga, nigga, nigga. The same nigga that was over here yesterday. I'm pregnant by the mailman. Okay, we're going to get free stamps for life and child support. You know what I mean?
That's our insecurity, baby. That's our insecurity.
Yeah.
We have insecurities, too. Shit.
But sometimes it'd be about the money because he had the job and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's that financial abuse I'm talking about. So sometimes women put up with things. You got to look at Tina Turner. You know what I mean? She had all that money, all that stuff, but when she broke away, she didn't have a dime. She had 32 cents. Okay?
Okay. Now, hold on. Stop you right there. Okay, so then what's wrong with these chicks out there that can't deal with a man that's trying to let them know, yo, prepare yourself for that. Prepare yourself for tomorrow. Most jokers that I know and most
women that I know that's with some of these old whack-ass booty, you know, Google-ass niggas and this, that, and the other, nigga won't sit there and keep it real with his girl and go, look here, babe, you got to be able to take care of yourself whether we're together or not.
Exactly, because what if the nigga dies? And you ain't
Thank
married
you.
To him, this fucking
Thank
guy becomes a third time.
Girl, please speak on that this morning, because this has been my main issue for so long, and this, that, and the other. It's called preparation, preparing yourself, and learning how to take care of yourself. I understand I'm Big Daddy, and I take care of things, and I make sure the household run and click. I make sure the money go to the right places, and this, that, and the other. I ain't fucking it all. I ain't up in here playing PlayStation all day and all that. I'm making moves and getting my hustle on while you at work. That's why when you come home, it's dinner cooked and all that shit. The house is clean and everything like that. All I'm just saying is, look here, as women, me being Big Daddy, taking care of everything, I don't want you to worry about shit, but I still need you to learn this shit, because if anything happened to me, life still goes on.
I got a homegirl from Pontiac, and she was with this dude. She had kids by him, and he got killed. And I went to pay her condolences, and she was like, shit, nigga, that's the rules of the game. Anything can happen. That's that cold, but believe me, she was abroad that had... She was getting money like he was getting money. She was like the top, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing and doing her thing.
Right.
She was with a
right.
nigga that was doing his thing, too, but she had her own. You gonna, even if
right.
you're going to be in the game, bitch, learn how he slang and bang that shit. Person,
exactly.
And not to put my business out there, but personal experience, I was with a nigga that was in the game, and when he went to jail, he left me with his phone and you know what I'm saying, to do what it do, and I made it do what it did. You know what I'm saying? So I was able
exactly.
to get him money. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Because I learned the rules of the game. If you with a man that's driven, study that man, because if he disappears, what you going to do?
Okay,
you know
okay. So, okay. So, see, you just sparked a whole other different conversation this morning. So, okay, so then you tried to say that when you got a ride or die motherfucker like that and this, that, and the other, you're supposed to learn
too.
From each other. Huh?
Yeah. That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. If you're going to be with me for a long experience, for a long extended period of time, you watching me hustle and how I hustle and how I get down should have been rubbed off on you by now.
Me and my husband. When me and my husband got together, he was drawing. He's a very good artist. He was drawing with regular pencils. I gave him, I had a bunch of markers that I bought for no reason. I didn't even know I was going to need them. I just bought them. And I gave them to him, and if you've seen him now from where he was 9 years ago, where he is artistically now, it's all about sparking each other. You know what I mean? And when you in a relationship, no matter who you in a relationship with, try to give that something, that person something, so you can give them a feed them, and they will feed you. People have to learn how to balance off each other. Barter and trade doesn't necessarily have to do with physical goods. Barter and trade can be between compassion. You know what I mean? Every time I give something away, I get something, you know, with my kids. I got to say this because it's been bothering me. You got all these women out here, and they looking for love, and they doing all these things to keep these niggas, and these niggas buying them all these gifts, and the nigga will come in the house and won't say nothing to their motherfucking child. That's a problem. Why is you with this nigga if he can't find to even acknowledge your child? You a hoe. You might as well find you a corner and get you a flow mat and a quartilia, like Magic Don Juan said. Find you a pimp. For help.
I told you. Didn't I tell him this morning, I said, gold is for the honeys and green is for the money. You got to get out there and get that money for Big Daddy, baby. I know it's cold outside and everything, but you got to
get
out there and you got to get it, you know.
Motherfucking feet. Beat your feet, nigga. Beat your
That's
feet.
Right.
You know what I mean? These bras giving all these loves to these niggas. Give that love to your kids. Because them the ones that's going to be there with you. If you ain't married to him, he'll fly by night. That's all I got to say. Yeah.
Right. You know me personally, I try and incorporate the game. I try and make him a business partner more than just a worker. You know what I'm saying? By now, going into 2014, look here. This is the whole tax tip for the 2014 and this, that, and the other. We're going to give out a whole tip for all you hoes that's out there working and this, that, and the other. Incorporate your business. You know what I'm saying? Stop What if that's the case, if I have to come to you and talk to you, my brothers and sisters, like Farrakhan, my sister, stop working for the man and work with the man. You know what I'm saying? Stop being an employee and be an owner. You know what I mean? You got to treat it like Burger King. You got to have it your way. You know what I'm saying? You got to pop your collar and get out there and get that money. You know what I'm saying? And instead of coming home, bringing it to Big Daddy to hold on to, I never understood this about a hoe. It was like you go out and you go get this money and you bring it home to me, and I've been sitting here all day, and you keep bringing me this money and bringing me this money, and then all I do is I give you $20 or $30 to take care of your business, and usually you have kids. Sweetie, why don't you go take care of your kids and bring Big Daddy a little bit of something to hold him so he, you know,
make
so
a little man
for that. You know what I'm saying? Let's incorporate the game this year, ladies. Let's work together. Can't we all just get along?
make little man Big Daddy. Make your son Big Daddy. That's who pimping you, your kids. Let your kids pimp you. Fuck these niggas. Because if you are on the move, they call bitches weave hair hats. They don't give a fuck about hoes. You know what I'm saying? They may act like they love you on the lovely to get the lovely, but for real, these niggas talk shit about women all motherfucking day and the shit that women do. You know what I'm saying? That nigga Tommy Sotomayor, they be mad at him. They be mad at him because part of the shit is true, and I hate to admit it as being a woman. But see, I'm a little different because I don't subscribe to the bullshit. I can see it when it comes. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I just don't get down with. And I ain't knocking nobody who live their life or do what they do. But if you're going to do what you do, do it to the maximum. Do it to the fullest. Believe in yourself. Stop believing the lies that people tell you about you. Research your name. Research you. Research your birthday. All that shit. Know who the fuck you is. How you going to let another motherfucker define who the fuck you is? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. I keep telling y'all the girl Tyra, she gets deep. Tyra, tell everybody where your show coming on.
My next show will be on Blog Talk Radio at Starshima Jones. You can type in Starshima Jones on anywhere on the internet. Google it. Anything, any of my stuff will pop up. You know, I got videos. I got a radio show coming on Tuesday because it's Tupac Tuesday. That's the day I'm going to do my thing. And I'm going to tell you next week about what's going on with me and Tupac. And you, I know you wonder why I always mention it, but I'll tell you next week.
Okay.
You know
okay. All right. And where can they find you at on Facebook and everywhere?
Facebook, they can find me at Tyra or Illa Skills or Starshima Jones. I get blocked a lot, so I need multiple profiles. I still got two more hours on my Facebook restriction. I'm guerrilla warfare. I rape your page, nigga. Pillage your village.
Ain't that about a bitch? You know how motherfuckers get both. Get different social security cards. You got different Facebook profiles. You say, I get blocked a lot, so I got to, you know, I got to change up on y'all motherfuckers.
He's messing with me. They don't know. I'm a fine. I say people be messing with me, tagging me and bullshit, trying to take my little pictures and say some shit about me. They don't know I'm a beast. I will come at you three different ways with three different people and then call my people in. I got a whole group of women. I got a group that only women can see. And if we so ride or die, I'll tag my homegirls in the post. And when a nigga pop up and on some bullshit, we just type beep because we already know what's going on. The war is on. It be these hoe steppers, man. It be these dudes trying to hump us in the name of black power. That's not cool. If you going to be representing Jesus, Muhammad, Amin, Ra, Ta, or whatever you represent that. But don't be using it to try to pick up bitches. That's a foul.
Oh, what? Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now you coming with something totally different. No, I don't know. You gotta put me up on game. What's going on? What is this?
I created this new profile the other day, Starshima Jones, and it's about 10 niggas already. Amin Ra, Seti, Ta, Hotep, Jones, Muhammad, Ali, all these fancy names. Like KRS-One said, Facebook is like some sucker to a game. A lot of suckers with colorful names. I'm so-and-so. I'm this, I'm that. But they all just quick whack. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These niggas are like, oh, Sister C, you are the Nubian queen, goddess of the black, ruler to the Tudor, to get me to the root of the Buddha. The white man has a plight on the woman's breast that ain't right. You know what I mean? Just all kind of bullshit. All kind of bullshit. That's why I made that character Hotep, because she's one of them people that spout off all this shit, but it don't really mean shit, but then it do mean shit, but there's so much bullshit in between it, you can't see the truth. You know what I'm saying? And I got a homegirl, and they always on her page because she's real pretty, and she they always on her page like, sister, you are this, and you are that, and blah, 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 because they think women's minds are weak. You know what I mean? They think a lot of these women's minds are weak and smooth them and tell them whatever you want to hear to get them digits and have a bitch mind all fucked up trying to send you money. You know what I'm saying? They prostitutes. They prostitutes in the name of, like, knowing themselves. The word porno... Porno, like niggas watching porno, that's the Greek word for male prostitute, and that's what these niggas is. They're male prostitutes because they use it, something that's supposed to be the truth, and trying to use it to sleep with women in the name of black power. I don't like it. I'm going to send their ass an e-slap. When they open the link, their lips going to go flying across the motherfucking room and hit the wall of shame. Period.
You're going to send, you gonna send them an e-slap? I ain't never heard of that before.
I made it up.
She said she going to send you an e-slap. You going to open up your email and this is going to be like, slap. You don't fuck up your own shit. Your shit just totally melt down. Boy, oh boy, girl, I swear. Listen, y'all, we've been sitting here. You've been getting the revolution is always televised, y'all, right here on Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
You know what I'm saying?
This is my girl Tara Tara with the nigga news and everything.
Matter of fact, we're going to take the R off the evolution and call it, we're going to take the R off the revolution and turn it to evolution because these niggas need to evolve. Okay? Because evolve means to keep going in circles. We're going to evolve and become a whole different species on these motherfuckers. We're going to mutate.
Oh, shit. We're going to have a whole different language. We're going to be sitting on this motherfucker talking about... We're going to have a whole totally different language. We're going to be sitting on this motherfucker talking about...
Yep. Yep. F-K-J-L-M-A-A-K. Trust me, fat man, I already done wrote a whole language down to you one day. I'll put it in your inbox.
All right, then, sweetie. But listen, sweetie, we're going to get up out of here and everything, sweetie, and we will talk to you Monday, all right? And y'all make sure y'all check our show out. What is your show again?
Call 1-800-COMPLAIN.com, 1-800-COMPLAIN.com.
All right, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all check that out of this, that, and the other. We're going to put you on hold, car. Y'all make sure y'all check out our show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 7:40 a.m., y'all. Get down to the end of the show. We got my man from Denver, Colorado. He say it's cold in the motherfucker out there. It's -6. You know, we got my man D Jones with the Wake and Bake report, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. You know, we gonna be right back. Here's you know, Tyra made a statement. She said, yo, you know, yeah, y'all out there, y'all, shame on you fellas out there trying to pick up women in the name of black power and this, that, and the other. Maybe y'all need to listen to Bobby Womack and this, that, and the other. Here, I'm going to play a little Bobby Womack, and then we'll be back with my man D. Jones with the Wake and Bake Report to close out the show, all right? Y'all hit me up, 347-884-8810. Big shout-out to everybody that's rolling with me, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to everybody that's on the way to work. You got your boy Fat Man up in here to Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Take your ass to work.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that my girlfriend got and what she ain't got. And she told me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. Thank you.
What's up, everybody? That's your boy Fat Man up in here. It's 7:44 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It's cold as fuck out here. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, Bobby Womack. You think you're lonely now? Yeah, boy, wait till tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'd have told a couple of women that shit before. It'd be like, look here, girl, you think your ass lonely now? Wait until the night, you know. What's going on, everybody? It would wake your ass up more to show you got your boy Fat Man up in here. Big shout out to my man Mac Jesus. You know what I'm saying, my man Mac Jesus out there in San Diego. You know what I'm saying. Y'all can catch him on the next mixtape that we got dropping. You know what I'm saying. We'll be talking about that tomorrow on the Unsigned Hype Radio Show that I do on Saturdays. Of course, I'm back on Thick Nation Radio, you know what I'm saying, everything, I know this joke had been, this joke had made him a unsigned hype, Hot 97.5, it made him an unsigned hype radio page and all of that. He didn't change his page to an unsigned hype radio page or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying? Mr. DJ So Hyphy. So he didn't call himself Unsigned Hype and everything. This is something else. All right then, it's all good. I'm gonna keep this shit pushing. I'm gonna keep it 600. You know what I'm saying, and everything like that. You know what I mean? Because you know that's kind of like now, motherfucker, really getting real blatant and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we be talking about. It's all about a respect thing and getting. This is just part of the game. It is what it is. Listen, we about to go to my man right now, my man D Jones out here in Denver, Colorado, where he say it's -6 with the Wake and Bake report and this and the other. What's going on, player? What's popping? This is my man D.
What's good with you, man?
Man, what's
good?
Yeah, I can hear you, nigga. It's so cold, nigga, you gotta sneak on the phone.
Nah, I'm on the train right now.
Okay, all right. You were saying it's -6 degrees out there.
Hell yeah, and I'm ready to catch a flight back to Cali.
Oh, shit, man. Damn, my nigga. Well, man, like I said, man, it's cold as hell out here. You know what I'm saying and everything. You know what I mean? Big shout out to y'all. How much snow do you got out there?
Let's see. Looking at it now, probably about a foot.
Wow. Hell, they ain't closed everything down?
Nah, it stopped snowing yesterday, but the snow's still out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, man, I know you got a couple of events coming up in this city. I'll give you shout-outs, man. Let people know what you guys getting ready to do, what you're doing now.
Yeah, California, January 19th, we got headliner AVLMKR, which is a new California artist. He's headlining the show that we're doing at AVAC Nightclub in Orange County. We're having Two Scoop from the Dove Shack. We're having his official birthday out there. We're also having RBX from the Dog Pound. He's coming through. We have a tour coming on with Mr. Black Productions from out there in Vegas. We're going to be on his Blackout 2014 tour, which is going to be on the Midwest. We're routing that now. New website coming up, SkullFamilyRecords.com. Hopefully that drops on the 1st of January, if I can get all the
all
artists
right.
to do their jobs. Hopefully
okay.
we get a mixtape with Fat Man, you know.
Right.
So
yeah,
we got together.
Right, exactly. We got a lot of stuff planned for the first of the year and everything like that. who's all on the, what part of Skull Family is all on this lineup? Is Yaya and C Knight and everybody, you know, going on these tours and everything?
Well, C Knight is actually Big Nut Records and Dove Shack, but we all collab together. I'm not quite sure what he's if he's going to be involved. I know he'll be at the January 19th event with Dove Shack, but you know, we all fuck around with each other, so we'll definitely have him on a bunch of stuff. Get you on some stuff, Yaya. He'll be on it, definitely. As far as I know, Lyric the Assassin, which is also SK.
Okay.
He'll be on it. Scott Boo will be on it. Hennessy 5150, she out in California. She'll be out there.
Okay.
You know, we got some other artists coming aboard. Like I said, we're going to drop the website with all the new artist lineups and all the new stuff coming out.
Okay.
And then on the 14th of this month, you get to actually play That's How We Ball by Yaya featuring Lyric the Assassin, because we're dropping it on the 19th. I know you have your Outside Hype show on the 16th. I mean, I'm sorry, on the 14th.
Okay. Well, we will make sure we're, like I said, between that or the morning show or whatever, man, we'll make sure that we get it done and this, that, and the other, man. Look here, man, I appreciate you calling in and everything like that for the Wake and Bake Report. This is my man, D. Jones. Y'all call it all the way from Denver, Colorado, you know what I'm saying, where it's -6 degrees out there, representing Skull Family Records and everything. Where can they find you at on Facebook, man, to get a lot of this information?
Go to your page and find me under D. Jones. You can type in Skull Family Records. Records is with a Z, not an S. And our page will come up. We're still putting the page together, but you can find me on that page as well.
All right.
YouTube.
All right, then, man. Well, listen. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, what did you say? Oh, okay. Well,
I'm done. It's too cold to be talking.
What is shit, man? If you're done, this and the other, man, let me holler at you. I'll talk to you either tomorrow or later on today, man, and this and the other, man. Stay warm and this and the other, man, and be safe, all right?
All day, man. I'll holler at you, baby.
All right, good, man. 600.
All right.
Yo, man, what's going on? Y'all got Fat Man up here. 7:51 a.m., y'all. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all listening to the show. Big shout out to everybody that's been logging in. My man Mac Jesus. We got my girl Jasmine out there on the bus on the way to work. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to P. Dot Freeze, Mike Bleazy out there. My little grimy nigga, my little nigga Mike Bleazy out there. My man Kenny Black, Vivian R. West. You know what I'm saying? Vic VSP, Willie Christian, Althea Nelson. Of course, Mac Jeezy, my man Yaya. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else on the Southwest East Coast. Kim Kennedy out there, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to her, you know what I mean? Everybody that's been listening, big shout out to my girl Tara Tara. You know, y'all make sure y'all check her out. And my man Ken Blizzard, what's that, Yadonna Barter Smith, you know what I'm saying? Of course, Super Thick Trish and my girl Renee Cole. Big shout out to everybody, you know, and of course T.T. Champizzle, you know, Latice Jackson, my girl. My daughter, Victoria Pearl Annalise Mobley. You know daddy loves you, you know what I'm saying? And daddy, you know, go make sure that we do some daddy-daughter time real soon and everything. I hear you, mommy. I hear you. I know I heard you when you called me yesterday, all right? So, but listen, y'all make sure y'all get out there, stay safe, be, you know, take care of one another, be careful. Look around you. Look at your surroundings. Know what's going on around you, y'all. You know, we had fun today. You know what I'm saying? And tomorrow, I will be back Monday evening. Tomorrow, it will be Unsigned Hype Radio, you know what I'm saying, live and direct, you know what I mean, from Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man, y'all. Just love one another. Do something nice for somebody homeless this weekend. It's cold out there. So make sure you do something nice for somebody this weekend. Of course, once again, my toy drive is in full effect, Fat Boy's toy drive in BHM. Toy drive is in full effect with the Thick Nation. If you got any donations, please hit me up. Call me on my cell number, 702-475-1109, and 702-475-1109. And let's make sure some kids and some babies and things get taken care of, all right, for Christmas. Just hit me up and bring your donations by. Bring me an unwrapped gift, you know what I'm saying, for a kid. And I'll make sure that somebody's family, make sure that somebody get it, a kid. Every kid should wake up with a toy. We may not be able to get them what they want, but we can damn sure get them what they need. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I'm your boy, the Fat Man, coming to you live from Las Vegas. Y'all love one another, take care of one another, and be sweet to one another. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you hear something through the grapevine and it said the other, don't turn your back on it. Do something about it. Get involved, all right? All right, then, y'all. Love, peace, hair grease, and fried chicken, too. I catch y'all next time. You know, that's when the Fat Man be coming right back at you. I hear you and I see you. I holla.
DJ. type of